Hello. Tonight I have a special surprise for you. You won't be looking at my face the whole time. You'll be looking at other faces. Really cute faces. Nice faces. And we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight. Like usual, nobody knows what we're going to talk about. But if you have any ideas, why don't you let Dr. Susie and myself know? Could you turn off the station lights? There we go. Ha, hello. Okay, so we are now at 10:26. I have about 4 minutes. I had a tough month, but the month is getting better. So, as you probably, if you've been listening, we started out with a little police raid, nothing to worry about, and a little city raid, local code people who were trying to tell me that I can't sleep on my couch and that I can't do a podcast from my office. Can you imagine that? Who these people are? Okay. They're people that work for the city, a little city, and this is their glory, this is their life, and but you know, they pick on the wrong people. Oh, here we go, we have a bunch of people coming in, maybe one or two people, and do we have any people, what do they call that, trolley, let's see here. I can read any of this. I can't read it, so in a minute we are going to turn the camera around because here comes the train. All right, everybody, come on, get your bags, get your weed, get your shit, and hop aboard the Bonoboville Streamer. You see, the train's here.
All aboard! FDR, Butteridge, and love, everyone. Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and you've been listening to Captain Max, my husband of, wow, almost 30 years. The conductor of my life and this show and my prime mate. Yes, we are primates and we are primary mates.
We're mating.
We
mate to here, there.
Here, there, and everywhere. But the city says we're not allowed to mate. You know, when it's too late, when we're just here in our Bonoboville, and we have all kinds of nosy inspectors. You ever have a nosy inspector sneak up on you early in the morning and frisk you and feel around your boobs?
Touch your balls.
Yes. Oh. Well, I don't have balls, but
nobody,
they did touch
my balls.
My crotch
my
area.
My crotch.
Yes.
That's it.
And it was pretty unnerving. I mean, I was okay because I am a sexologist and a sex therapist and a sex maniac. So, you know, a little frisking don't bother me. But it did bother me to see my staff, volunteers, especially the females, being frisked in such a invasive manner.
I'm not going to stop talking about these guys until they all get fired from City Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are answering their invasion. It's always a little difficult. I mean, when the Iraqis were invaded by America, when the Afghans were invaded by America, you know, it's tough to be invaded by the authorities.
Frankly, I feel raped.
Well, that's why I called the invasion of Iraq the rape of Iraq. And that's why I do call the invasion of Bonoboville, of FDR radio studio, a kind of rape. Not as bad. There were no bombs involved.
No, there was no bombs involved. There was just some patting down and pissing in pants and farting. All kinds of stuff was going on. And all the neighbors came out.
And going through my drawers.
Yeah, looking for panties.
My panty drawers.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
I mean, I want to encourage you to go Bonobos, but consensually. This was non-consensual. I was not in the mood. Okay. But I'm not just going to talk about myself tonight. Or
I am.
Max's self. But he's just going to talk about himself.
I'm going to talk about myself and how wonderful I am.
Yes. And you are most wonderful, Prince Max. And yet, there's a whole world out there that we need to kind of deal with. So, where shall we start?
Well, humanity has jumped the tracks.
Jumped the shark?
Yeah.
The tracks?
The tracks, yeah.
Jumped off the bridge?
And everybody is in the car. It's a car wreck. The car, the dining car is a mess.
A clown car.
Yeah, and people are trying to crawl out. And everybody has a different idea of how to crawl out of the dining car.
Yes, very different ideas. And, you know, I'm open to all of them that are non-violent.
Correct.
But yet, some of them are kind of crazy, like all that QAnon sense. And some of those QAnon-sensical people are quite violent, like the guy who killed his kids and said, you know, Q told him to do so, that they were demonic. He just took his kids. He was a surfer, and everybody said he was a cool guy until he got into QAnon. And it's not just QAnon, but that is a definite blossoming of nonsense. QAnonsense.
QAnon.
Yeah. But there's a lot of nonsense. And it's not easy to just grapple with a pandemic that was supposed to be over now. You know, we are on schedules, we humans. And yet, nature is not always on our schedule.
That's correct. And I think nature is very upset.
Yeah.
Extremely upset. We're killing all the bugs. We're killing, you know. Hey, I keep my little spiders. Let them do the killing of the bugs. Not
right.
Me personally.
Well, I have to spray myself because they love me. They just want to eat me up. You know, and I just can't take it.
I can imagine why, darling.
So
girl.
Itchy.
Now, I can't see anything on Reddit, of course, because you have it over there, but that's okay. I'm looking.
Well, nice try, Kimo Sabi has told me that I have a dope hat.
A dope hat?
Yes.
You have dope in your hat?
I could. It's
Where
a big enough hat.
Are you hiding?
Right
oh,
under
hello.
My hat. There's dope. I mean, it would get ash in my hair, though, if I put my joint under my hat. But, yeah, it's big enough. But it's really a sun hat because there's so much sun in FDR Studios. So I love to wear hats. And I am a little dressed up tonight because I had to do a little promo for DomCon because I'm not going to DomCon this year. I love DomCon. And I miss it like crazy, but these are crazy times. And I'm in awe of these Doms who are doing this event in the midst of the coronapocalypse. But I just can't risk it. I'm a risk taker in many ways. I've climbed to the top of the Golden Gate Bridge, and I've participated in many an orgy.
And you've climbed to the top of the room.
A climb to the top of the room?
Yes, on Reddit.
Oh, the room.
Yeah, the room. So tell everybody how wonderful we are and send them over to us, and then maybe you might get gifted with something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we give away gifts.
Yeah. And by the way, if you call, if you're the first, second, and third callers, get copies of The Bonobo Way. So you can find a new way to really enjoy your life.
Hmm.
Okay.
So
first three callers.
First three callers,
yes.
On the phone.
On the phone.
626-461-5212. 626-461-5212 is the number to call. I mean, you can write stuff, but then you're not really participating in Max's famous contest.
We want to hear your voice, what you sound like, what you're made of.
Right. We want to interact with you. I love voices. It's eargasmic, you know. But I like your comments, too. They're not eargasmic, but they're interesting. So somebody is asking me, let's see, Big Bad 999 Giddick, how many sex partners have you had in your life? I can't count that far.
I'm too old to remember.
No, I really have had quite a few. And if you count the orgies, you know, even more.
You've probably had more than me because I'm not a shy little Catholic boy to turn Jewish. So I wouldn't.
You're more of a voyeur.
I didn't want. Yeah, I'm a voyeur.
Although I helped you catch up since I've been with you.
Yeah.
But you haven't had sex. Really, I mean, you've had a little outer course.
I haven't had.
And mostly I only have outer course with people these days besides my husband. I save the inner course for him. But yeah, I mean, and these days, well, it's the corona apocalypse and I'm a little sissy. So I don't have sex with other people these days. But I used to, and I participated in many an orgy. And before Max, I had lots of boyfriends, and before I figured out what swinging and polyamory was, I was a cheater. I just thought that's how you get a lot of sex. You just got to sneak off. And I did that, and well, I'm not proud of it, but it's part of growing up and learning, you know. Everybody makes mistakes, and if you didn't, you wouldn't learn nothing.
You know, when I was a little kid, I had an affair with the milkman's daughter.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of
What do you mean, a little kid? Tell me what you're talking about.
I was like 19.
Well, that's not a little kid. That's a teenager, an older teenager,
that's
actually.
That's an older teenager.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I really resent when people call older teenagers little kids. Now, I grant you, they're not fully adult. They're something else.
I don't think these guys paid their phone bill because nobody can call.
So you had an affair with the milkman's daughter.
Daughter, right. He would get up at a certain hour to go get the milk from the cows.
Well, Downs with the syndrome said she could be my mama. Baby needs some milk. Or is he talking about me? I don't know.
Thank
but
you.
Super K 7722 says, you are beautiful, ma'am. I like that you call me ma'am. I always like that. Isn't that strange? A lot of people don't. A lot of women don't like ma'am. Makes them feel old. But I am old, so might as well have some respect about it. And Daisel Chromosome says, I-gasmic. So
there's no notes in here.
Excuse you don't me. Have notes?
No notes. Come, they're come. Something's happening. They're here.
Downs with the syndrome. Ooh, shake 'em again, mama. Well, if I shake my ass, I am wearing a latex skirt, you see. And it's, you remember that DJ we used to work with? Actually, he was a radio engineer that said that the Dr. Susan Block show up in Montana made his butt sweat.
Oh, yeah, right. I always loved that term. Made my butt sweat.
And this was before I even knew about latex and rubber. So I thought, like, my butt doesn't sweat. That's disgusting. How could your butt sweat? What are you talking about?
Well, the heat.
Even though I'd had many sex partners by then, I was very ignorant about latex and fetish and that sort of thing. So let me tell you, this latex skirt makes my butt sweat. All right. Where else are we? So, okay. Okay. Igasmic. Is that a Fitbit? What? What does he think is a Fitbit that I would have? Here.
I don't know. Something on your wrist? A Fitbit?
Oh, this. No, this is to keep the mosquitoes away. This little thing. I don't know if it works. I have no idea, but I'm trying everything. I spray. I've got things hanging. You know, I know that climate change is destroying all the insects in the world, except the ones here in Bonoboville, and they are eating us alive. Hey, appropriate piano. Hello from San Diego. Woohoo. So, should we talk about, like, serious stuff, or should we just have fun?
We have fun and talk about serious things to kind of dissect them and look at them in reality.
Yes.
Because the ideal is the enemy of the real.
Yes.
You got that? Listen to that. The ideal, which a lot of people live in,
and a lot of advertising is playing on that,
right,
on the ideal.
But the
whole internet, in a way, plays on our desire for the ideal.
And that's why people go fucking nuts, because what their ideal gets shot down by these all these other people who are on the internet. And yeah, fake news comes out, so there's fake information, so certainly a lot of fake history.
Yeah.
You know, and then a lot of truths.
So one truth I noticed, and I spoke about this in my little hello to my DomCon friends, and I miss them so bad, but, you know, my reality is that I don't want to get COVID. I don't know. Maybe, I hope they don't get it. And maybe they won't. Maybe they're stronger. I don't know. Anyway, but I thought it was really interesting that these flight attendants often use bondage techniques using duct tape. Like, I have this pink duct tape here right now, and they use it to restrain unruly passengers. And there are a lot of unruly passengers these days on all the airlines. Everyone is upset about masks, about climate change affecting us all, about vaccines, about getting COVID, about people dying, about misinformation, about QAnon nonsense. I'm upset about Julian Assange being in prison. Not too many people are upset about that. Not enough people. But people are upset about a huge amount of things. And they are shooting each other. And they are, needless to say, unruly in the airplane.
Yeah.
They may not be shooting because, I guess, you can't take a gun in the plane, but they punching and doing crazy things. I would be whipping. No, I'm just kidding. They have to be restrained.
Yes, they have to be restrained.
Yes. So, I suggested DomCon do workshops, especially for flight attendants, in how to tie up unruly passengers nicely, you know, and then everybody be okay. And you untie them when you get wherever you're going. Okay. So that's a bit of news. And neither ad 181 says sex is the devil's magic. Stay away. Well, I suppose then neither is gone at this point.
Some people want to know where Bonoboville is.
Wow. Well, first of it's in virtual reality.
Yes.
At bonoboville.com.
Right. And you can join. And for all you people that hate fucking Facebook.
I hate Facebook.
Yeah, you can come here. We try not to censor anything. And it's free. It's free. It's bonoboville.com. Have fun with it.
Nata Shamwa says, you have a soothing voice. Does he mean me or you?
Who has a soothing voice?
He doesn't
voice.
Say. He just says you. You could be me, could be you, could be us. We're a combo, you know. Mm. We're a team. We're prime mates.
Right. And we're prime mates. And we're like an old couple, you know. Nice.
We are an old couple, actually.
Not like an old couple. We are an old couple. And as the world is coming to an end, I would like to just have some more fun before it all ends.
Ooh.
So we do this, and we make magazines, and we do all kinds. We're sex therapists. We have art. We're art collectors. Have I got some art for you? You know what they say, buy art or die.
Right. Is that what they say?
I don't know.
I thought it was live free or buy art. No.
Oh, okay. No. That's a good one, too. I like
that. Live free or die, motherfucker.
They also say earth without art is eh.
Now, I would disagree with that.
What does it say?
I think earth.
Earth without art is eh.
Oh.
Because the letters. If you take out the letters, art.
Oh, okay. But, you know, human beings were around for hundreds of thousands of years before, maybe 200,000 years.
And
before
way,
we started making art. Although, you know what? I take that back. We were doing cave things and... I guess art is always around with us. Yeah.
Can I tell you a little story?
Bonobos even make art.
Yeah, yeah.
They make music.
Right, right.
And let's put it this way, all the non-human animals, in a way, I'm revising my opinion, they make art. The nightingales sing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, of course. All creatures make art.
Right.
You know.
They do. I mean, the bees
humans
make
too.
A hive.
Oh,
an amazing hive. That's art. Mm.
And the ants.
They make an anthill.
Yes, they make whole cities.
Yeah. You Not know. Your aunts and uncles. They probably don't make much of anything except trouble.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. And you always have to watch Uncle Jim when he comes over.
So Strong Glass 3084 says sex is awesome. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
And you know, that's a basic truism, I think. I mean, yeah, it can be bad, okay? It's like saying food is awesome. It is. And yes, it can be bad. Sometimes. Rarely.
Yes.
Your food is bad. Sometimes. And so sometimes your sex is bad. But basically, it is awesome, and a lot of people don't see that. They don't get to experience that. And I think that our capitalist society, okay, here we go with fuck the rich, it makes pleasure into something you have to buy, into something you have to own, or something you have to be better than. And pleasure doesn't have to be that way. Pleasure could cost nothing. It's as close as your hand. But you see, masturbation is denigrated in our society. And that causes a lot of human problems. Very many human problems. So I do want to talk about the incel problem tonight. I don't know if you're ready for that. That's kind of fucked up. Not in that fucked a rich, well, kind of way, but it is part of the problem where we have turned sex into a competition. And there's a little competition, you know, there's sperm wars, but basically sex is cooperation, is getting along, whether you're cooperating with your lover or with yourself, you know, your hand. You gotta move in sync with your feelings. And so many people feel out of sync these days. It's rampant, really. And a lot of it is mental health. And a big part of mental health is sexual health. And many of us are suffering in various ways. And acid is a part of curing.
Yes.
Sometimes. Or it can make you nuts, but...
They're finding more and more the psychedelic...
Yes. Yeah. Go on about that.
Yeah, well, that psychedelic things help you to be cooled out and not so nuts.
Yes, yes. Actually, our friends who are already a little nuts, but in a really good way, Danielle Watts and Chef Be Live... They are definite proponents of psychedelic pharmaceuticals to use as a kind of therapy, as a kind of gateway to enlightenment, and yeah, as a kind of cure or treatment, let's say, not really a cure, a treatment for the malaise that most of humanity is in right now, rich and poor. Although if you're poor, it's much worse. So fuck the rich, okay?
Just pay up, you know, like the whole, this whole operation, this universe is mafia-like. And like bonobos, we should learn not to be so mafia-like, but to share.
Very yes, important. To share.
Share.
We've got a new video out right now.
Right.
A new interview that I did with the authors of Survival of the Friendliest. And yes, you might think you've heard that phrase, but really you haven't. You've heard survival of the fittest. That's what Charles Darwin said. And a lot of people think that fittest means strongest and most competitive, big alpha male, beat everybody up. And that's the fittest. But it isn't, really. Survival of the fittest just means most likely to reproduce. And that often means friendliest and cooperative and, yes, sexiest. Yeah, you know, in many ways. And we talk about that. We talk about the different aspects of friendliness, but it is friendliness, it is cooperation that is the secret to human success, just like bonobos and dogs, except bonobos and dogs do it differently, of course, we're all different, but dogs have survived and thrived for millennia by being really friendly with humans. They really know how to make friends with us. Better than any other non-human animal. Now, bonobos have survived and thrived for millennia by being friendly with each other. They have never committed murder. They have never killed each other in the wild or captivity. And they seem to do this through sex, in the sense that they use sex, as Vanessa says, as a mechanism to diffuse violent tension. Maybe we should think about that. I'm not saying we should do it like the bonobos, but just think about the place that sex has in our great ape lives, because we are very close to bonobos. And yeah, maybe some form of sex and sharing. Bonobos really teach us how to share.
Sharing, right.
They love to share food and sex, and they yap at each other all the time, so they're probably sharing a lot of information. Yes, indeed. So watch it, Survival of the Friendliest. It's an interview with the authors of that book, which you should also read. Great book. The authors are Dr. Brian Hare and Vanessa Woods, and they are also married prime mates.
Right.
Yes. So what else do we have here? Neither ad 181 says, yeah, MILF for sure. And you both have great voices.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, Max.
I am so touched.
Let's have a threesome with neither.
Yes. Oh, boy. Thank you.
Moist Poontang says, wow. I guess that would be a female, Moist Poontang.
I have no idea. Listen, I just got here.
Poontang is another term for pussy, right?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, right. What we have.
Okay.
Have decided.
Yeah.
So this is a female, I would guess, or someone who owns a pussy. So this person, I'm going to say she, says, wow, in capital letters, I remember you from Public Access in L.A. So this Poontang is old. No, I'm just kidding, Poontang, honey.
That's all right, darling. We're also old.
We were on Public Access, gosh, from really 1992.
Like 18 years.
Until 2006, something like that.
Wow! So those were the good old days, right?
I had fun.
We had a lot.
And
of
you
fun.
Could actually talk to the people that made the decisions about censorship. You did get censored; it was a problem. I talked about it, and sometimes you'd work it out, and sometimes you just go, "Okay, I'll give you something else, or I'll cover that up." But you could talk to somebody. Now, YouTube censors you. There's nothing you can do. Nothing. Facebook swallowed up a whole post. My whole Survival of the Friendliest post got swallowed up today. That's why I was pissed at Facebook. Every other day, it's a different social media site that just fucks with you. It almost makes me want to go on these right-wing sites like Rumble, but I'm such a not right-winger. I don't know. But anyway, it's okay. We're always here, and we're always on drsusanblock.com. Okay.
By the way, a lot of the stuff, I just want to tell them, our video library is free, okay? And our shopping store is not. You have to buy things there.
Right.
Pay cash or, you know, credit card. Now, the contest is running out, so no one is called.
No, they're writing a lot.
Yeah.
I've got so many comments.
We're top. Top chat.
Top. Oh, that's the top. I thought you meant my top.
Well, that's not. Okay, that's a whole other thing now.
But maybe we're on the top because of my nice top.
Probably, and not because of my potato face.
I love your face.
Well, yes.
You don't have a potato face. I've seen some potato faces. This is more of a...
My newfound...
Tomato? No.
My newfound aunt told me, sent a picture of themselves, and she says, he is not very photogenic, and I call him potato face.
Who said that? You? Your aunt said that about you?
No, about her husband.
Oh, her husband.
The ones from
Naples.
Oh,
at least not about you.
No. They used to call me Potato Nose.
Right. That's what I thought I heard from you before. But Potato Face is even worse.
Yeah.
Although everyone loves Mr. Potato Head. Okay, so now that we're having this intelligent conversation, I'm going to say that Big Bad 999 GDK says, I like Dr. Susie. She's smart. thank you. My boobs thank you too. I mean, my boob brain. Okay, so yeah. Let's go for it. Electra Storm says, I'm living for this Jane Goodall in Vegas look. Work mama. I like that. That's kind of good. Other people have called me Jane Goodall After Dark, which is simpler. But I do like the Jane Goodall in Vegas look because I, you know, I got my Vegas look on. I do have latex for DomCon. Hear it? But I couldn't wear a latex top. That was just too hot. So, yeah, I got a Vegas-y top on. I like the Vegas look. I just don't like Vegas that much because it's too noisy. All the gambling. But I like the look. It's true. The bimbo look. I do. I've always liked it. So, where are we? We're going to talk about... First of all, I want to say... Brittany is almost free, and that's really good news. Her dad
quit.
Is stepping aside. He don't want to be threatened anymore, so he's getting out of there. Wise move, Mr. Spears. And so now I think it's just a matter of time before she gets to like spend her own $60 million.
That can go fast nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she deserves
the
to
broccoli alone be is spending getting up it. There.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see Brittany when she's free, whatever that might mean. It's going to be interesting because this is happening. And, of course, one of the reasons it's happening is because she can get fancy lawyers and, you know, the rich can get free. It's... I think much more difficult if you're in a conservatorship and you're not so rich. Although maybe nobody would want to be your conservator if you're not so rich.
This is good weed.
All right. Now the problem.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No, I mean, you know what?
I'm sorry.
You talk and no, I'm going to have a hit.
Okay, you have a hit. Can I tell a little story?
And then I got to talk about Julian Assange because he's not free.
Can I go back on a subject of art?
Yeah, art.
Okay. So I didn't know what art was until actually I moved to Italy. And I moved there with a group of people. And we were looking for a place to stay. And I found this beautiful apartment. And it was all like painted with angels. And it looked like the Vatican. And the landlady came. She was about 4 feet tall. She was a Sicilian. Ooh. And was wearing a black...
A little person.
Yeah. And was wearing a black gown. And I thought, okay, her husband just died. And I said, I'm sorry to hear, you know, that you've had a death in the family. She goes, oh, no, he died 40 years ago. So it's very traditional there in some of these little towns. So I'm looking around this apartment, and I said... These are beautiful frescoes and paintings. Who's the artist that did these? And she looked at me and she said, artist? Yeah, I mean, who's the artist? You mean the house painter? This was done by the house painter. I said, what do you mean it was done by the house painter? It was done 200 years ago by the house painter with eggshell paint. And it looks brand new.
Wow.
And she said, art was only for special occasions, like music. Like if you had a party, a prince would have a party, so he would have a bunch of musicians and dance. And art was done that also for birthdays or celebrations. Anyway, another definition of art. He was a house painter. And I said, what about, oh yeah, wait a minute. Punchline was, I said, what about Michelangelo? And she looks at me straight in the face and she says, yeah, he was a house painter.
He was. And the house was the Sistine Chapel.
Chapel, yeah.
That was a house, big house, you know.
Yeah.
But I imagine that Jeff Bezos has a bigger house.
Oh, didn't he sell his houses? What happened?
Oh, that's Elon Muskie.
Oh, Muskie.
Muskie sold his houses. And Muskie likes bonobos, so he should save the bonobos.
Why don't you give us one of your fucking houses? You don't need all of that. We'll pay for the water.
I think he's almost done selling them.
Oh, he's done?
He lives in a tiny house now,
which
is kind of strange.
Yeah, a little strange.
Yeah, that's going a little far. I mean, it's one thing if you're Warren Buffett living in the same house. I get that. You don't want to move. But living in a tiny house when you're like the richest guy in the world, okay. If you're going to do that, then give up some of your money.
Sure. Give us one of the villas.
So, let's see. Strong Glass 3084 says, regarding being old, no way. You guys are still golden. I have long golden hair because I am such a COVID sissy, I still haven't gotten my hair cut. Look at that.
Yeah. I have little hair. So I don't have
anybody have a hair fetish? Any hairy people out there? People that like hair? I did shave down here. The legs, actually. And the puss around the lips. What? I can't say
no,
that. Poontang?
Poontang.
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 I shaved the lips.
Lips.
Okay. But I keep the hair above because, you know, it's
oh,
nice.
Wow. Look at him.
Okay. Look at who. So, somebody says, talk about Trump.
Talk about
That's
Trump.
That's Susie McSusfaced. Sussy McSusface says, talk about Trump. Trump.
Okay, can I say one little thing about that?
You can say
because everybody's big thing. Getting very upset about inflation,
mm-hmm.
and myself also, and they're all blaming Biden. No, who made this mess?
Oh yeah, I mean I have plenty I can blame Biden
for,
but
sure,
not
no,
that.
But yeah, so but the right wing is now pouncing on some inflation, which I'm old enough to know, and I've been through your Republican inflation and know nothing in that pocket, you know what I'm saying? The depressions and the this, the that.
The Republicans always cause it.
Yeah,
Bush.
They always go into a recession every time. You can't.
Every Reagan.
Every time.
They all cause it.
Yeah, and they talk about being conservative financially,
because they cut the taxes. And when we say fuck the rich, you know, we were talking about sex to some degree because some of the rich have pretty lousy sex lives. But we're also mainly talking about some form of effective taxation that brings the lucre into the commons.
Yeah.
Not through charity, but through, I guess, government.
And the payment should be high enough because they're going to cheat.
So, oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Of course actually, they're going to cheat. You have to figure that.
So
you got to figure that in.
You got, oh, you want, you know, 50% of my, oh. Yeah, right. So you got to watch out for that, okay?
So Trump, we were talking earlier about the QAnon nonsense. And he didn't create it. He didn't even know what it was at first. But it was inspired by him. He is, you know, the force that has, in many ways, not the only force, but in many ways, a key force that has unleashed the insanity.
Oh, yeah, because he is insane.
America and even around the world. I mean, like this incel in the UK, who committed a mass murder of 5 people because of what he describes as essentially his sexual frustration. We're going to address that. But that is inspired by a lot of the amosexual activity going on mainly in America. And he was born in America, although he lived in England with his mother, and one of the people he killed was his mother, this incel. A lot of incels blame their poor mothers. Some cases, maybe their mothers are somewhat to blame, but in any case, she didn't deserve to be murdered. I don't care what she did. So these incels are to a great degree inspired by this kind of zeitgeist. And this particular incel, a man by the name of, where is his name? Jack Davison.
Jack Davidson.
Yeah, Davison.
Oh, Davison.
He is a Trump supporter.
Jack Davison. Wow.
Yeah, he's a Trump supporter.
A Trump supporter.
Okay. And a self-confessed incel, sort of. He speaks about the incels and his similarity with them. It is the first mass shooting in the UK in 11 years. Those guys, pretty cool. They got rid of those mass shootings. But now people are following along in the amosexual American way in many ways. And they're also affected by their own unsettling climate change, coronapocalypse problems. And then there's the sexual frustration.
Do you have sexual frustration in your life?
Do you?
Do you?
A lot of people do. A lot of people are concerned, are they normal? I get asked that as a sex therapist all the time. Am I normal? And I often say, yes, usually they are. And I say, but do you want to be normal? I mean,
really?
Normal is basically in our society to be frustrated. So
it's okay.
That's normal. And that's okay, but that's part of the problem that some people are having. Not to say that that's an excuse. It's never an excuse for committing crime.
Or killing another human.
Well, that's a crime.
Yeah,
major crime.
No. Oh, yeah,
but
yeah, that's a major
never
crime.
An excuse yeah. for killing anyone.
Anyone. And much less the ants. Really,
or
the bugs.
Animals.
And we're poisoning ourselves in the air. Our air here near Bonoboville is speckled with forest dust.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And we have just learned here in California that COVID is enhanced by our fires.
Yeah.
The ash from our fires enhance the virus.
When you go out in the garden here in Bonoboville, you see the ash everywhere. It's horrific, just horrific. I don't think God or whoever made us or wherever we fucking came from put in a mechanism to stop these attacks by these things that the body was never made to process. Chemicals.
Mm, yes.
Chemicals.
Lots of chemicals.
Yeah, in your food, in everywhere, in the air. You know.
And people have been talking about the problem with chemicals for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Roundup. That weed killer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the weed killer.
And
oh,
all the
God.
Insect killers are killing us. But anyway.
It's okay. We're going to die anyway, but we should die happy. No, really.
Well, okay. You know. We should
and
try.
Whatever happiness means to you, you know, to some people, I don't know, their happiness is dangerous to others.
Mm.
Right?
Influencers Influence says, okay, chimps versus gorillas, who do you think wins? Well, should I analyze that? First of all, we're just talking about how it's not about winning and losing. It's about cooperating. And so if it's a game with teams, the bonobos would probably win because they know how to cooperate. If it's a question of sheer force, I guess the chimps are more murderous. So against, but this person doesn't even include bonobos. He says chimps versus gorillas. So of course, bonobos are considered a type of chimpanzee, although these days they are more and more not called chimpanzees. They are always called apes. All of us are apes. the gorillas, the orangutans, the chimpanzees, the bonobos, and the humans.
Yes.
We're all apes. And some people say that we have a common chimp side and a bonobo side. That's what Franz de Waal says in his book, Our Inner Ape. And I guess I try to emphasize our bonobo side, if that's the case. So, yeah. This incel murderer, he killed 5 people. He had a gun license in the UK, but he was born in America, in Phoenix, Arizona. He was Trump supporter. People want incel murder classified as terrorism. Okay. You know, the authorities have not done that, and I'm not sure what I really think, except bottom line, I think it is very difficult to define any kind of terrorism.
Dr. Susie.
We're all in a state of terror right now from all kinds of things.
And one of the things that they called me back in the 70s was a media terrorist.
Oh.
Terrorist. I did things and... terrorist. Yeah. I did things that nobody else in their right mind would do. And it was fun. Hey, polarize.
Well, yeah. I mean, terrorism could be terrorizing the young people into being free and living off the land and not bowing down to authority. That could be a form of terrorism.
Terrorism, correct. And on the other side, art can be terrorism. When the firewoman, the little firewoman came in here, the fire marshal, and she saw the painting of Marilyn with breasts and nipples.
Nipples.
You know about nipples?
Marilyn has breasts?
Yeah, with nipples. What? And she saw that, and already she got sort of dizzy. And then we started to walk past the video place where we do the video, and there's that, what do they call that in the movies?
Well, she thought it was a storyboard, but it was really just a graphic recording of one of my lectures on bonobos that showed bonobos having sex, and the females are dominant, so it showed a female standing on a male bonobo, and it was very funny, and yeah, it was
she
a cartoon.
She said, this is creepy. I have to go. And she ran out to the parking lot and goes, I don't know. This is very creepy for me. So here was a terrorist kind of action for this poor woman who obviously, I don't know what's wrong with her, except maybe she's, I don't know. I don't want to say anything politically incorrect.
Well, I will say that it started a basically pattern of harassment against
exactly.
us. By herself and other people. We're dealing with it because
we
are sex positive people and we do a show and we're therapists.
And we make magazines and we made newspapers.
And we collect art.
And we collect art and we have art and literature and books. And it's all about like walking through the halls of... my mind and yours and figuring out at the end of the day, you go, that was good. That was very nice. I don't know what happened today. And we should all try to learn how to live that way.
Well, they can live however they want.
Oh, they can, yes.
If you guys want to be miserable, go ahead.
Go right ahead, no problem.
But then don't use your misery as an excuse to commit.
Crimes.
Don't be murdering people and don't be busting into Bonoboville trying to
very good
interfere with our life. We are not doing anything illegal, but we do have a very sex positive, pleasure positive, bonobo-esque life, and it's actually a lot less bonobo-esque in the corona apocalypse. You would have had yourself an eyeful if this was a few years ago when we had the orgies and the bacchanals, but now we're very toned down.
Very hard to get laid now.
Very hard. Well, a little bit.
Well, in the old days, yeah. Okay.
So, the incels. Okay.
We're all incels now.
Well, yeah, right. Here's the thing. Is why not call it a terrorist group, because they've even got the word cell in name.
Oh, yeah. So,
they're an incel.
So everybody's...
So they're a cell.
Yeah, so the security apparatus is all freaked out.
They are freaked out.
Incels.
Ta-da!
In fact, by the way, just to bring us up to date, there's going to be warnings by the White House and the United States Security Services that perhaps in the next few months there's going to be a major event.
A major event?
By the right wing.
What kind of event?
They don't say. They just say that they put out a security alert. It's all a game, you know, fuck them.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't know what it is.
You know how many alerts like that in my lifetime I've heard?
Yeah, and it makes me very worried about, you know, whose side am I on? Right. I'm certainly not on the side of constant alerts. So I'm not on the side of the right wing, but I'm not on the side of censoring them or alerting. I don't think that Twitter should have kicked Trump off. I don't think that Facebook should have. I just don't. Kongzilla, Kingzilla 007 gave us a wholesome award.
A wholesome. Okay, put that down.
I'm in a Call state of confusion. How could we get a wholesome award?
Well, we're very wholesome. We've been married a long time.
Okay, I see why.
Yeah.
Im Kapoor says, "You look like my aunt." That's wholesome,
yeah,
right?
That's
or maybe not.
Wait a minute.
Let's wait. And I want to hug you. Okay, well, maybe not so wholesome. Can you tell me everything is going to be okay? I kind of need to hear that. Oh, I could. We could role play. Im Kapoor. Honey. This is your Aunt Susie. And I know things look rough. Things feel rough. Things sound rough. Things are rough. But I hold you in my arms.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's gonna be okay. You know, everything's gonna be okay. I almost had myself convinced of that. Wow.
No, everything's going to be okay.
Everything is going to be okay.
Yeah, we're not.
We just don't know what okay looks like.
Anymore.
Really, yes. Anymore. But that's where the 11th step of the 12 steps to releasing your inner bonobo comes in handy. And that 11th step is swing through life. And to some extent, you know, we're talking about swinging and sex and stuff, which bonobos do. And they swing through the trees, which you shouldn't try unless you are a gymnast. Okay. And even then, if you're having a moment, don't do it. You know, if you get the wobblies or something.
I don't know.
So anyway, but swing through life just means adapt.
You're gonna get all kinds of gifts from life.
And you just don't know what they are.
Yeah.
And very often they come in these packages that are gross and disgusting and not what you want, not what you expected. And you just don't know when you open it if it's also going to be gross and disgusting. I guess it could be, but very often it isn't. It's something that you didn't expect that is at least okay. And maybe it's really great. Maybe. Although we are destroying the atmosphere. And I can't sugarcoat that. I mean, everything's going to be okay because you're probably not going to live to see how bad things are going to get. Although they're already getting bad. So if you're in certain parts of the world, it's already happening. And certainly for the people that this incel shot and killed, one of whom was his mother, and the others were just people. Not even women who turned him down. You know, that's the whole idea of the incel. The women turn him down. And he reacts. See, here's what bonobos do. It's very interesting. And you'll learn more about this on Survival of the Friendliest. But this is very important. There are no incels in Bonoboville. And yet, there are favorite males. The females are very dominant. I mean, at least you could say female empowered. And considering the males are bigger and stronger and have fangs, the fact that the females kind of run things is amazing. But the females do have a lot of sex, and the males are really excited about this. Mostly this sex is outer course. But of course they do have intercourse. Mostly the intercourse is with just a certain select few guys that they feel are actually the friendliest guys, most charming, cutest, you know, hottest guys. But the other guys are not incels, are not pushed aside. They get to have lots of outer course. They get to probably have intercourse with the older females. They get to have sex with each other, and it's not looked down on, male-male sex. They're all pansexual. They have sex with all kinds of sex, and they masturbate, and it's okay. Our society says sex is a competition, and you got to get the best. And the incels feel like they're not going to get the best. And they don't understand, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. It's an old hippie song. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I think it's just Stills, Stephen Stills. And I remember when I first heard that song, I kind of hated it. Yeah. I was a teenager. And I liked Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But I thought it was a sellout type of song. Like, you can't have your ideal. Go with the real. You can't be with the one you love. Love the one you're with. And sometimes, who's the one you're with? Yourself. It's just you, especially in the corona apocalypse. And that's okay. Love the one you're with. Because the ideal is the enemy of the real. And that's the thing about these incels. And they are idealists. They don't want to accept the real. And society, in the form of advertising and the media and the celebrity culture that we live in, it encourages them to go for that ideal and to not settle for anything less than living your best life. I hate that phrase. I'm living my best life. Fuck that shit. How do you know I'm living my best life? I hate that. Well, I'm going to put it, I'm living my worst life right now on Instagram. Just for you all to watch. Everybody living their best life, showing off. I mean, I get it. I like to show off. I do. And it is a sexual thing. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the Pope. Nah. If you like to show off, you're getting a sexual thrill out of it.
Cool.
And, yeah, these incels should be happier with what life has to offer. There's many things that life has to offer, and it's not all being with a, what do they like, Karen? No, they don't like Karen. Karen's. The Stacy. Stacy's, that's what they like. The girl, the cheerleader. I was not a cheerleader. I was in the theater department, but, you know, that was a little too athletic, the cheerleading. My biggest athletics was in the sex department, okay? Out in the parking lot. Anyways. Rose Goldtree says, I'm thankful that my parents didn't get sucked into the Fox News QAnon nonsense, but not everyone is as lucky as me. Rose Goldtree, you are absolutely correct. With a name like Goldtree, she sounds Jewish. I am amazed at the Jewish people that are in QAnon. I am amazed at the black people, the people of color, the people, all kinds of people, mostly, of course, waspy, Trumpy white people.
They call us the problem. You know, they're the problem. It's a big problem. These guys want, as this guy here was saying, I don't remember your name and I'm a little stoned, but he was saying a full-out insurrection is what they're planning over the holidays.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. They were supposed to reinstate Trump, I think, yesterday on Friday the 13th. So they didn't do that. So I don't know. I mean, I can't worry about so many things. But, yeah, I mean, I'm grateful that most of the people I know are not into the QAnon sense, although a lot of them are no-vaxxers, I would say a lot. And a few are no-maskers. I mean... Whatever. I don't even want to spend the show on that this time.
Yeah.
Although some of y'all are dying. And so, anyways, what else is going on here? Melodic Restaurant 88 says, damn good points about the ideal, though reminds me of psychoanalysis theories. Well... Freud was right about one thing. Sex is very important. He was wrong about a lot of things.
Who was this?
Freud. Sigmund.
Sigmund.
Uncle Sigmund.
Yeah.
He also snorted too much cocaine.
Right.
But he was wrong about women having penis envy. Although I do like wearing a strap on, so maybe he was right. But... certainly right about sex being important.
Max, do you have vagina envy?
I don't have vagina envy at this time. But when I was a young guy, I kind of had vagina envy.
Well, talk about that while I go get some penis substitutes.
Yeah. What about breast envy? What about that?
No, you know, I grew up, for everybody that's listening... I grew up in a very conservative city outside of New York in New Jersey. It was called Montclair. And it was all industrialist money. They made televisions. They made, you know, and you okay there? Yeah. So, that's okay. Hi there. I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Talking about Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. And what about it?
And living in a conservative town.
Oh, yeah.
Envy.
So there was a girl who was obviously letting the boys touch her breasts and maybe inserting something, a finger. I don't know what whatever the pleasure is, you know. And the principal, and I can almost remember his name now, the principal calls this girl in front of the student body and says, any boy that's caught with this girl walking home is going to be suspended.
Whoa.
Can you imagine today in fucking lawsuits, right?
He was like slut-shaming her, right?
yeah. So I told my dad, and my dad said, no. You take her home. So I took her home. And I got in trouble. Mr. Edgerton. I remember you, Mr. Edgerton, in your little office.
Edging away.
Yeah.
Over that. Where, he probably was getting turned on.
Where I stole his paper for the... I stole his mimeograph paper.
For your magazines, right?
For my two friends who were writing a patent place about our high school. And they were two Jewish girls. And they helped me with my English, and they helped me with everything. And I printed their book with the school's paper. And so that was a big fucking deal. But it was Mr. Edgerton. It was a different world. Frank Sinatra sang a song called "You Aroused Need in Me" or "Meet in Me." It's not quite clear. But oh my God, they couldn't play it on radio stations because he goes, "You aroused need in me." Hello.
Hi. So, I came back with my phallic object because that was what we were talking about a while ago when you aroused the need in me. Except I can't open it. Oh, there we go. This is an uncircumcised penis, and I'm taking the foreskin down. And
she's
delicious.
Oh, I'm still on here. It takes a long time.
I'm having a banana. So you talk about bonobos. You should go bananas for bonobos. Yep. Anyway, so Melodic Restaurant says, "Oh, wow, are you chatting to your husband? That's cool." Yeah, well, we show him most of the time. And he's about this. No, this is a banana. Okay, he's on the other side of the bar.
But she's taken away the phone from me, so.
You want it back?
No.
I'll just eat my banana.
No, it's great. They're very good.
And I also have a rainbow pop. Okay, so back to serious things. Julian Assange is still in prison. I'm happy about Brittany, but she was never in prison, although I guess she has been restricted. But he's in Belmarsh Prison, which is like a dungeon in the UK. But, of course, American prisons are even worse. So he doesn't want to go to an American prison, especially because the Americans are the ones that have it in for him, because he has exposed American war crimes.
Right.
That's
right.
What it comes down to.
Yes, of course.
And yet other journalistic organs, such as the New York Times and the Washington Post, have published much of what Julian Assange, through WikiLeaks, has first published. He is a publisher and a journalist, and this is just a crime against journalism, his prosecution. The war against Assange is being waged by the U.S.
And it's a crime against you as an individual, the right not to have this information. That we're doing these things and the citizens don't know?
What? We have a right to know where our tax dollars are going.
Yeah, and also because...
Who we're bombing.
We're living on the same planet. So it's important, you know, how many cows are farting in your yard and or somebody else's.
And the video in particular, I mean, he published a lot of things, but the one that really pissed off the deep state, which is just a bunch of apparatchiks, but pissed him off because it showed American troops in their whatever they
their used. Choppers.
Yeah,
weren't
they operating drones or were they?
No, they
were operating their own guns.
They were in a helicopter,
and they were shooting innocent people.
Yeah, and they saw these people on a corner. And they assassinated them.
They just shot them and killed them. And some of them were journalists, and some of them were cab drivers or what have you. And they weren't doing anything. And
they were talking on the corner. Like, haven't you ever talked on the corner? Sure, I haven't talked on the corner. You know.
Anyway, it was such an expose. it really pissed off the powers that be. And I guess it came out during the Obama years, even though it was done during the Bush years. And Obama went after Assange, but kind of didn't corner him like this. And then Trump really cornered him and got him put into Belmarsh prison, I think. Is that when he went in, or did he go into the prison before Trump?
Some awful
prison. You know, it's one of these things where the Democrats have passed it on to the Republicans, have passed it on to the Democrats, and now Biden has this case and is still prosecuting, is appealing a judge's decision to not extradite Assange because of his mental health, because he would commit suicide. Now, some people say the U.S. wants him to commit suicide, and I'm not so sure they're wrong, because, you know, didn't it solve everybody's problem when Epstein committed suicide? So, what
so
do we got?
We have a phone caller?
Phone caller.
A phone caller.
All right.
All right, let me see if I could get him on the air. Let me see.
He's going to win a book.
Brian from Kentucky.
All right, Kentucky.
Hello, Brian.
You're a winner.
Defense attorney from the wonderful state of Kentucky. Believe me, ma'am, you have no idea what to deal with on a day-to-day basis. But my question is...
Yes.
My question is, if you have the entire 20-year... army with 300,000 people that we spent trillions of dollars building up for the defense of the Afghan government. How many women were trained? How many women did we train the women to fight? Because let's look at this for a second. Who really stands to lose rights? Did any man stand to lose rights in the Taliban?
Yes.
Anything?
Yes, because they, right. You know, they restrict like the ability to play music, for instance. They restrict a lot of things, but their restrictions have held even during the American occupation, and the American occupation has not really solved any of these problems. The Afghan people have to solve the problems. And the training of both...
I say the Afghan people have to solve the problem, saying that you believe in women's rights are fundamentally opposed.
It's not our business.
It's fundamentally opposed.
I feel what? What are you saying I feel without knowing what
it's
I feel?
Fundamentally opposed to say you stand here with the right to speak online or just speak as a woman and to say, well, they can figure it out themselves.
That's what we all have to do.
Opposition.
That's what we all have to do.
What, I should bomb them? Should I bomb them?
Should we bomb
them?
No, I mean, really, should we bomb them? I don't know.
All right. I hate to use this term.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
It is completely relevant right now. It's like saying I'm a house.
No, that's not relevant. And that's disgusting. Why do you have to say that? You know what? You showed your colors, so to speak, by speaking that way, sir. And that's okay. You know, I'm not censoring you, Brian. But you're showing your Kentucky colors, darling. So hang on. Slow down.
You sound a little drunk.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, that Kentucky bourbon. Are you kidding?
Seriously?
Yeah. I got some on my shelf.
I'm actually drinking Jim Beam right now.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, I've been to Afghanistan. Okay. Well, I guess you're going to talk for a while, and then I'll talk after I get you off the show. But you talk for a while.
Go ahead.
We're not going to interrupt you. Okay. You tell your points.
My point is,
Brian from Kentucky has points.
Point is merely saying, and to hear a foil back. And like I said, I preface that. I'm not a believer in that. And that term is insanity. And that is why it is insane to me to say for women to sit down and say, oh, hey, it's cover everything. And hey, you can be cool, you know. having to have a man walking you around and everything else, because that's what we say. And, oh, by the way, you're getting married off and or raped by everybody else, and nobody does anything.
Well, why don't we stop them in Saudi Arabia?
Right.
Good question. Agreed.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I think it's a little difficult to stop everyone from doing what we don't do.
Either you believe in your rights or you don't. The problem is men set the rights, and we've had this history, and women were subservient. And now we say, oh, women's rights, okay, but are men willing to go and die for that?
I don't want to die for nothing.
I'm not dying.
I don't want anybody to die over any of this.
Let me ask you a question.
He doesn't stop talking.
Hold on. Let's take turns. You know what I'm saying? I drink your whiskey.
No.
And this is my radio show. So.
No.
Go ahead.
No, I get it.
You get it, right? So, what is the problem that you're having? You don't like my voice. I don't know. No. We are lefty lefties. Okay. We have been.
We make love, not war.
Yeah.
I didn't believe in the invasion of Afghanistan, and I am totally anti-Taliban. It's just that I believe the Taliban were created by a combination of the Americans arming the religious groups in Afghanistan and the Russian invasion. The Russians wanted to take some control of Afghanistan. Afghanistan was getting to be pretty liberated. Afghanistan, when I visited there, was developing freedoms. The women were wearing mini skirts, not in the countryside, but in Kabul. And there was music, there was a lot of freedom, it was developing. But the Russians decided to take advantage, and the Americans decided they didn't want the Russians in there, and they armed the most religious people, the people that were willing to pick up guns and fight. And those people are now in charge. And they have to be for a while because, hey, that's what it is now, I guess. Because we had to get out of there. We were not making things better. They were still bombing busloads of girls, these Taliban.
Kind of a question of rum.
And as I said, look at Pakistan just below. They're almost as bad. Look at Saudi Arabia, they're worse in some ways, although they're wealthier. Okay, let him talk.
And let's look back at the questions of civilization that occurred when those
That's a long time
rulers
ago.
Weren't there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but hey, guess what? History.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
History understands greatness. Greatness occurred.
Greatness? There. No, you know what? I gotta stop right there. The human idea of greatness is often awfulness for the earth.
And that's why we have...
We gotta reorder our concept of greatness. Like, you know...
We have...
Augustus Caesar.
Monuments set to the Dark Ages, right?
Monuments to the Dark Ages?
You ever take a historical... Of the Dark Ages
other than I think that we don't have a lot of monuments to the Dark Ages because they were dark. But we do have, like, Notre Dame, the church. There's a lot of religious people then.
So let me ask you, are you a libertarian? Are you a nutcase? Are you a Republican?
Politics in America?
No.
Oh, you're not into any politics at all? Yep. How do people do that? How can people not be into politics? I don't get it.
Well, because they're happy with whatever they're doing. You know,
all right.
They got their job.
Okay, is there anything else we can do for you, Brian from Kentucky?
Play the lottery is the equivalent of that. It, literally.
I shouldn't have asked that question. Okay. So,
Brian
from Kentucky, you are a winner. And if you stay on the line, we will get your address and send you a free book. And when you're sober, you can read it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
In the meantime,
and moving
have
right
glass,
along.
Cut them off. We're here.
And we are here. And where were we?
Okay.
We were talking about freeing Julian Assange.
Right.
Because
right.
the one witness right. against him has recanted.
Of course.
And that witness was.
Of course.
Very unreliable
but,
anyway.
But if someone is committing a crime.
Mm.
Right? And anyone discovers it and tells.
Mm. Yes.
Is not allowed.
Oh, well, that's journalism.
Journalists aren't allowed.
I mean, the United States is always talking to other countries about how they should have freedom of the press.
Right.
But we don't. We don't in so many ways. And Julian Assange is just the worst way because he's been imprisoned and in the worst way. And he's very famous and respected. But so many journalists are stripped of their rights and censored and kicked around. And then... Of course, what passes for journalism is really promotion of the government or of some oligarchs
right.
that pay for it.
Yeah.
That's the key, is who's paying. That's why we say, fuck the rich.
A little bit of Vaseline.
Fast. Yeah, we do it nicely, with niceness.
Okay.
So, free Assange, and free yourself.
Right, and get the
free your local incel. Yeah. No, I'm not, nobody should have to have sex with an incel.
3 minutes?
Not even for money. Although, I will say this, our sex work field should be decriminalized and destigmatized so that more people who are horny
right.
feel good
and
about going to a professional, feel normal
feel
about
real.
That, feel real. It is the reality. It may not be the ideal. Maybe the ideal is true love under a sunset that isn't polluted. You know, is there an ideal anymore at all anyway these days? But I guess there is in people's minds. Your Valentine, you know, but if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. And maybe you have to pay that person, and that's okay. Hey, the non-human animals are always paying, you know? I'll give you my banana if you, you know, eat my cream pie. I mean, there's always an exchange of something, sharing. And it's just that humans have gotten into this idea of ownership that lasts and lasts. Boy, it's a big subject, but that's why we say fuck the rich. We got to go soon, but I just want to look at some of these comments here. Oh my goodness, some of them are quite long-ended. I mean, wide in terms of what they're asking. But I'm just going to read them because maybe we'll talk about them next week.
Yeah.
Pull Tab says, were humans really designed for doggy style as the main position? Well, you know, bonobos don't have doggy style as the main position. The main position for bonobos is missionary and, you know, just face-to-face, let's say. Yeah, you know, feels funny to say missionary about bonobos.
And they look into each other's eyes.
They look into each other's eyes. Right. So I do think that humans are made, you know, evolutionarily speaking, to look into each other's eyes, to look at each other, to play with the boobs. That's, you know, one of those evolutionary anthropologists said that the butt went onto the front. And bonobos also have boobs.
So do
I. Unlike common chimps who don't. And common chimps don't have sex face-to-face. They only do it doggy style. Nothing against doggy style. We love that rump action. But, hey, face-to-face is a good option, you know? And bonobos and humans are the only creatures that are built that way. A lot of people say humans are the only creatures that are built that way, but bonobos are too. And, yeah, that's really nature caring about our romance. Yeah. Not to say doggy style isn't fun. Okay.
We gotta go.
Okay, so psychoanalysis, sex represents about 20% of most normal relationships, but sex problem, okay. Kinks, and what's the scariest shit you guys experience from Strong Glass? We gotta tell you about that next week. We got a lot of scary shit that we have experienced. But
Gotta go.
All in all, it's all about the pleasure. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.